This is Al Simpson. Despite all of those empty words to the contrary, the Congress has embarked on yet another gaudy spending spree. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. You've professed a recent commitment, conversion maybe, to reducing the budget deficit, Ted, but in the past 3 months alone, Congress has passed more than a dozen new and novel domestic programs with a 5-year cost of more than $100 billion. Welfare spending, $5.6 billion. Wartime internment compensation, $1.2 billion. Catastrophic health care and prescription drug benefits, $42 billion over the course. New education programs, $1.4 billion. New food assistance, $3.6 billion. Superconducting particle accelerator program, $2.5 billion. Congress passes all the appropriations bills that make the government run. These are Congress's deficits, not Ronald Reagan's. Most people understand that. Unless they are just rabid Ronald Reagan bashers like you.
Al, you wouldn't get past first-grade economics with that defective analysis. You're right that Democrats in Congress initiated those programs you're complaining about. Welfare reform to train people for work. Compensation, 45 years late, for thousands of loyal Japanese Americans wrongly incarcerated in U.S. concentration camps in World War II. Catastrophic health insurance to bring peace of mind to senior citizens. More food for the hungry. High-tech science to make America competitive in the future. Those aren't lemons, Al. They're priorities we have to meet. Where you went wrong, Al, is that none of those programs, not one, adds even a dime to the deficit. Every one of them is paid in full, either with additional Medicare revenues for the catastrophic insurance or cuts in other spending, such as gold-plated weapons like Star Wars and MX missiles. It's still Ronald Reagan's deficit, Al, but Democrats in Congress are proving we can do more without spending more. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.